The Mishnah and Megillah tells us the different days that require different aliyahs. So on a regular weekday, 3, Rosh Chodesh, yeah, 4, Yantav 5, and then to Machokes, whether Yom Kippur is 6 and Shabbos or 7, or is Yom Kippur 7, Shabbos 6, we paskin 6 on Yom Kippur, 7 on Shabbos. So the conclusion is that Shabbos all agree that you could have a Hosafa. Because what's the reason why, what is the according to the Ran that what's why do we break it up? Why not all 3, all 5? To show the number of aliyahs is a reflection of the Kedushas Hayom. So, Yantav, Yom Kippur, Yantav. So, all agree that you can have Osafis on Shabbos, but perhaps not on the other days, because if you go from 5 to 6, you're putting Yantav on Yom Kippur the week, and Yom Kippur on Shabbos the week. So, the Vilna Gaon points out that the minhag agro was, and the minhag in yeshivas is not to have aliyahs, not to have hosafas. You only always call up Shiva Ai, what's the issue? You don't have to be firmer than the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's okay. So the Vilna Gaon explains, because during Mizman HaMishnah, it used to be one aliyah, the Kohen, the first half, and then you called up people, no brachas, and the person made a bracha at the end. But now that our minhag is each person makes their own bracha, so the effort is not so simple. You can make a bracha whenever you want with Tosafos, and therefore the minhag hagra, Meikra, then he probably agrees it's okay, but the minhag hagra and yeshivas is not to. So the question is, by Shabbos you could have an aliyah. What about Yantif? So Yantav, according to the Ran, you wouldn't be able to, because then you'll be raising Kedushas Yantav to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur to Shabbat. However, we don't paskin like that way. We paskin that you can have Osafis on Yantav. Well, we do, kind of. Because there's a whole discussion in the Gemara Megillah whether Maftar is Olo Laminyan Shiva or not. In other words, we need 7 aliyahs. Is Maftar number 7 or is Maftar number 8? That could be Chapa Nafkamina, someone has a yortzeit, bo bayom, to the different minhagim, whether you get an aliyah or whether you get called up for maftar. So the reason why you prefer an aliyah is because perhaps maftar is not olam aminyan shiva. Either way, that's a discussion. So what do? We have 5 aliyahs and then we call up maftar. So therefore, we see we paskin, we don't know, even though we don't usually give out hosafas, but with Meikra Adin, we paskin Yantav can have hosafas since we have the maftar. And in fact, we see it because Tosis points out that's why on a tiny Siva, what do? We got called 3 aliyahs, but the maftar is shlishi, because on Yantav, so we make or we rely on the issue, maybe you could have hosafas on Yantav. But on Yom Tainis, it's a Yemeichol, so there's no Hosafis. So therefore, we have to be Machber and do the Meikra Adin and count the Maftar within the 3. So that's a whole discussion there. So that's just some background on the Aliyahs and Kriyas HaTorah. One of the questions that people are asking today is now the different shuls regarding Kriyas HaTorah, now that shuls are reopening and going back, the shayla is, how should we do it? So, in other words, we missed all these parshios. So is there an issue of tashlumin or makeup or not? So there are different schools of thought. So the Eretz Chemda, Rav Daniel man, as well as Avadya Yosef's son, they seem to go with the, I guess, the simple reading of the Or Zarua, that basically the chiyuv is that you should, the chiyuv is that you should finish the Torah the whole year. Moshe Rabbeinu instituted that we should finish all our parashiyos, and we see when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, we push our Shabbos to the next week. So therefore, they hold that whatever the time is, you have to read all the parashiyos. In fact, that was a, that's what one shul did in Baltimore, that they read all the parashiyos from the beginning, from where they left off. Others suggest that as well, you're obligated to make up the parashiyos. However, with some caveat, because it's the Mara Mint, even though he quotes from the, that he only saw, he didn't think only saw the Augur, he didn't see the full Or Zarua, but he says you're obligated to make up the parashiyos. Even, it could be 2, 3, 4, 5, because some hold, if it's a dinner tashlum, it's limited to 2 like tefillah. That's what the Maharam Min says, you can't have more than 2, and he also says you can't go from one book to another. So therefore, some make a, some don't accept either, some accept both, but some make a distinction. And they say you're obligated to make up all the parashiyos, but only in one book. If it's from Vayikra to Bamidbar, so then you only can read from Bamidbar. So you have one, so some holds you have to read them all, some holds you have, and it doesn't make a difference, as we said. They ignore the 2 things that the Mara means about not to do more than 2 parashiyos and to go from one book to another. Others don't accept the 2, but they accept the books. So therefore, they'd go back and read, let's say, from Sefer Bamidbar. Others suggest, like the Shari Ephraim, that Me'ikir HaDin, that really it's a chovis at Sibor, and therefore the Sibor never met, because the Arzuru's case was when the Sibor got together, and therefore you don't have to, there's no Tashlumin, you don't have to make up anything. However, if you want to, you can. Because I think, as Rav Schechter points out, he thinks that it's like having Hosafis. It's like we said, you can have Hosafis on Shabbos, and therefore, so you can have as many Aliyahs. And in fact, you could go back and make it over multiple weeks, he points out. And then you have, because he said there's no harm. So he says the shuls, you're not going to go back, and in the yeshivas, they'll read them all. But Me'ikar HaDin, he agrees you don't need. And Rav Asher Weiss seems to be stronger in not doing tashlum and not making up parashas and just reading one. Because, there are all discussions, a major machlokas if we have to or not, or if we. So therefore, he, from his point of view, he thinks it's like a suffix bracha about Torah, because you can't just read parashas anytime you want. Maybe, working with the Gro, we said that, because now each person's making their own bracha. And therefore, he says that we should just read that one parasha, and also, parenthetically, from a meta halacha, also if the whole purpose of going back of the minyanim, I heard Rabbi Ganak said it, and I think Usher Weiss as well, that if we're trying to make shul quicker, starting from Yishtabach, that wouldn't make any sense. We're going to go ahead and read all the parashios. So it could be another meta halacha al tosafik bikuach nefesh, reasons not to go back. But in terms of the pure halacha, so we either have, some would say you have to read all the parashas, you have a long davening, and that's it. Other ones say, it depends how long it is. You can go back to the beginning of the book. If you're on Sefer Bamidbar, then let's say if it's Nasa this week, you only have to read Bamidbar. But if not, you could read 3, 4, 5, 6. Others say you're limited to, you only can do Tashlumin the way the Vilna Gros seems to learn by that it Tashlum is like Tefillah, you only could read up to last week's Parsha and never three, like the Mara Mint. Then you have Rav Shakta Shita, basically he says if the Balabatim in Shuls, they're going to read just the regular Parsha. But in Yeshivas, is definitely what to rely on. Many Shitas say you have to read them all. So therefore, he says in Yeshivas, they should read, if you can, you should read all the Parshios. Like the original, like Or Zeruah seemed to indicate. And Rav Asher Weiss seems to be on the other end. He says you shouldn't do Tashlumin, since it's a big Shaila, and you can't just go ahead and make Brachas. So therefore, he wants to avoid a Suffolk Bragel Vatola. And in addition, the reasons given is because the Meta Halacha, about if we're shortening davening, so if we're going to make davening shorter, we can't read many parshas, so just to read the, just to go Mayikar Adin, read the parsha, and that's it. So different shuls will follow different minhagim. These are the different, these are some of the different options.